Justin Fluke with you, joined by Perry Smith to talk D-West girls basketball. Lady Mustangs are 10 wins already on the season, 10-6 overall and 6-3 in the Twin Valley League. Two games here in the last week, both league games. Coach Clifton Clyde, a big one last Friday night, a long road trip. You end up falling 72-53. First meeting against Clyde, a very good team, but what can you tell me about the outcome and what things didn't go your team's way last Friday?
Well, first off, I want to give them a lot of credit. I thought they played really well offensively and did some things that we hadn't seen offensively lately, and to their credit. But also, you know, for us, we got to defend better. We got to get them a little uncomfortable, and we never made them uncomfortable all night. I think they hit 9 threes, maybe even 10. I don't remember exactly, but they hit some threes and got themselves going and got confidence, and we just never were able to get them out of their comfort zone. And we got to get better in that regard, and hopefully we do going forward.
You did have a good bounce-back game last night, getting a win against Onega, 66-34. Obviously a little different caliber of competition, but I'm sure it was important for the girls to come back, kind of reestablish some confidence and play well at home last night.
Well, it was. You know, Onega's a sub-state team, and we always put a little more into that stuff. So it was important for us to get back and get to defend in a little bit and regain some confidence, like you said. And you know, that's one thing about us. We really don't lack confidence, I don't think. But it's still about us being able to not allow one mistake to turn into two. And we're getting better with that. You know, just like I said, Colton Clyde was kind of a perfect storm. Like, you know, they played really well, and we never got them uncomfortable, to their credit. So yeah, we got a big stretch coming up, and that's where our focus is right now.
Yeah, you only have 5 games left, and you're going to play 3 of them in a 5-day stretch. You mentioned the big games coming up against Hanover at home on Friday, and then Monday against Centralia on the road, a makeup game, and then Tuesday you're going to be taking on a DeKalb team. So I don't know much about DeKalb, but obviously Centralia and Hanover are very good. Man, important games and not much time between with Friday, Monday, Tuesday. What's the plan here the next couple days to kind of get ready for these important games on the horizon?
Well, it's about us. I mean, this time of year, you know, we'll get back to work today and tomorrow and prepare ourselves for Hanover and kind of get ourselves ready for that. It is an important stretch for us, one that we want to definitely, you know, this time of year, you always want to be on the rise, and that's important. And our teams have always kind of done that, you know, historically. So hopefully we can continue to do that. And if we do, we feel like we'll be where we want to be.
I know you play a lot of girls and get a lot of contributions, but I'm pretty sure last night 66 was a season high for your team for points scored. So guessing maybe you had quite a few different contributors able to add to your offense last night?
We did. You know, we had, I think we only had 2 in double figures. We had 2 with 12 points, and everybody else is between that 6 and 9. I mean, yeah, we're very balanced in that. And I love it that way. You know, I've always, we've kind of hung our hat on being balanced last few years. We're kind of continuing to do that. And every night we hope somebody steps up, and it's kind of been that way lately.
Well, 3 pretty big games coming up. Real quickly, though, a lot of fans probably don't know much about DeKalb, and I know you don't want to look ahead at all. You're one game at a time, but, I mean, is that a pretty decent game? What's that extra game, how that got added, and what you're looking forward to Tuesday with that?
Well, you know, with Wetmore closing, we had to go find a game, and that's kind of hard to do because the way the cycle is, you know, we had to find one game for 1 year, and there wasn't a home-and-home with that. So we were able to, luckily enough, to pick up DeKalb. You know, they're just about 15, 20 minutes from Atchison, so a fairly close game for us, just across the river. And I haven't looked at them yet. I know they're about 500, and probably a team that we won't look at much until after the Centralia game. But we'll have a lot of prep for them, I guess I should say. You know, we're looking forward to stepping out of the league a little bit and play somebody different next Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, probably the least important of the five games you had remaining, but just wanted you to share the story with kind of why and how that game got put there, because it'll be next Tuesday. But big games against Hanover and Centralia, man, should be a lot of fun Friday and Monday night, Coach. Best of luck, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Perry Smith of the D-West Girls. We'll talk Mustang Boys Hoops after this timeout.